This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
If you are feeling lonely, well, you're not alone. In fact, loneliness is something most of us can relate to. And that's what we're going to be talking about right here, right now, on Polly Campbell's Simply Sound. Hello, 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 and welcome to Polly Campbell Simply Said. This is the podcast where we talk about how to live well, do good, and be happy. And today I have a question for you. Have you ever felt lonely? Maybe you're feeling lonely now. I bet you have, and I know I have. We are among the 44 million American adults who experience significant loneliness, sometimes on a daily basis, according to research from the Gallup panel. You know, other statistics have rising numbers. People living with lower income have greater incidence of loneliness. Young adults in America are dealing with huge levels of loneliness, which I find interesting because they are the most connected generation ever. But teenagers are struggling with this too. So today we're going to talk about it. What does loneliness mean? And why does it make us feel ashamed? Because if that's part of it for you, you're not alone. That is a common response to our own feelings of loneliness. In fact, many people don't even want to say when they're lonely because they feel like it's some fault of their own. That's not it, right? That's not it. It's not your fault if you feel lonely. There are things you can do to help yourself and to create connection. We're going to talk about that in the second half of the show. But there's no shame in loneliness. In fact, it's part of the human condition. And those difficult feelings can be a reminder, a cue, really, a prompt, really, to get us moving again and back there out in the world. Right now, what are we talking about here? There are so many dimensions to this. It's not just the sense of being alone or, you know, being stuck in the house and nobody's checking in. That can prompt loneliness, but that's not only what we're talking about here. It's much more layered than that. Loneliness stalks us throughout our lives, and it's when we feel physically isolated from others, or we feel that we don't matter to anyone, that nobody would notice if we didn't come around. And it comes on hard as well when we don't feel like our friends are supporting us in ways that we want or expect. And I think that gets a little dicey because anytime we have expectations on what we think others ought to be doing, we're going to not only put stress on our relationship with them, but we're going to set ourselves up for hurt too. Trying to force our expectations on others is not a great way to go. We got to let them be. They need to have their own experience. And in the process, perhaps we can change our own perception and our own expectations and beliefs so that we don't get left with those lonely feelings. You know, one of the things that I think we don't talk about enough is loneliness can happen when you're in a room crowded with people. It can happen when you have a life filled with a lot of friends. It can happen when you're married and living in relationship or living with a partner or kids. You can be surrounded by people and still feel lonely. It's not about how many people you know, but it is about the quality of connection you have, right? And those connections can change with throughout our lives too, right? As our friendships change, as my daughter has been at different ages, my friendships with other moms and other people I've known have changed because I'm less available, or people move away, so we don't have the same proximity, so we're close, but it's a different kind of relationship. And sometimes that can leave people feeling lonely because they're evaluating the relationship now. They're comparing it to what once was. And friendships are living and breathing, just like the people in them, and they need to have room to grow and shift. And it's not a statement of the quality of the friendship, but the people in it and the way life changes. It's very common, right? So you can be in a room of people, you can be in a marriage, you can be in multiple relationships and still feel icky and still feel lonely. I have been there, and I imagine you have too. Like I said at the top, 44 million people, this is not an isolated experience. Now, since COVID, those numbers of people who experience loneliness have lowered slightly. At COVID, almost a quarter of the population was feeling lonely. Now it's lower. It's under 20%. So we're returning back into the world. But again, you can be busy, 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 busy all day long at the office and at home and at kids' soccer games and school events and things for your partner and still feel lonely if you're not working on the quality of the connection. So what do we do about all this? Because those feelings are icky. And you know, you've heard me say before, I love being alone. I'm very good at it. I'm easier at that than being in groups of people. It takes a lot of energy for me to be in groups of people. But one of the reasons that I feel secure often in being alone is because I do feel like I have some meaningful relationships in my life that linger there in the background, even when I'm alone. If there's somebody I need to talk to, I feel like I could reach out. Now, sometimes I fall into that expectations trap that we talked about a few minutes ago, where maybe the way they are demonstrating our friendship or the way they are giving me support is not the way I need or want them to support me. That can be a lonely feeling. And that's my business. It's not fair for me to expect them to do things my way. Now, in certain relationships, you can communicate that. Like, I'm feeling disappointed, or I wish I could talk to you about this, or you can navigate that as a friend or a partner. But if you're feeling lonely because somebody isn't doing what you want them to do, that's a you challenge. And we have to renegotiate our belief system for ourselves. So what does friendship look like for you? What does connection look like for you? You know, for me, it means the occasional check-in on text by friend. It means somebody who challenges me and says, hey, let's schedule a date. I want to see you, or I want to talk to you, because I'm not good about that. It doesn't mean I don't value that. I'm not great about that. When I am reaching out, I'm sometimes writing letters or dropping cards or checking in with a very specific text, right? Something to let people know that I'm thinking of them. And that feels good to me. But I recognize that that approach doesn't work for everybody. And sometimes we're unaware. We all have these different love languages, right? Have you looked into that book? We all have these different ways where we feel supported and encouraged and loved. And your way might not be the way of your friend. And it doesn't mean that they don't care for you. So evaluate what you like to have happen and what you need and what needs to happen for you not to feel lonely, and realize that some of this is the way we come at our relationships. We expect more from people than who they are, or than what they can offer, or than what they can give. And that's a me problem, right? Not their problem. We can decide to have them in our lives or not. But allow your friends and allow your partners to show up as they are. And if you feel like you're not supported in any way by those people, that's a time to reevaluate friendships and relationships and maybe move on. But if you recognize their other talents and unique traits and the things you love about them, that will also help you to recognize that they love you too. Okay. But here's an interesting thing. It's called the likability gap. Research indicates that people regularly underestimate how likable we are. People like you and me, right? It's called the liking gap or the likability gap, depending on what psychologist you're reading. And it leads to loneliness because it causes people to avoid social interactions. Why? Because they are afraid they are not cool enough. They won't be liked. They have nothing to offer. Even before they go into that environment, even before they reach out to the friend, they have decided that they are not as likable as the next guy. And that makes them feel insecure. It makes them feel like it wouldn't matter if they showed up or not. And those factors contribute to loneliness. So what can we do about this? We're going to take a short break right here on Polly Campbell Simply Said, part of the Best Business Network of Electrocast. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to manage these big feelings. Stay with us.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And we are back. Welcome back to Polly Campbell Simply Said, the podcast where we talk about how to live well, do good, and be happy. And we are in the Best Business Network of Electrocast. You can listen to us wherever you listen to your podcast, Spotify and Apple and Electrocast and everywhere. So tune in, share it with your friend. And if you like what you hear, please leave a review. I know you hear about this all the time, but the reviews make a huge difference. A difference I don't quite understand. I don't know how they pop the show up. But when you leave a review, it brings more people to the show. And I appreciate that very much. So thanks for taking time to do that. Today we're talking loneliness. And as I said at the top of the show, if you feel lonely, you are not alone. It's a very human condition. 44 million Americans say they feel lonely on a daily basis. And for many of us, loneliness just ebbs and flows like our other emotions. It's not something to be afraid of. It's something to be aware of and manage. And the other part of this is there's no shame in feeling lonely. It does not mean that you're not good at relationships. It does not mean that people don't like you. It does not mean that nobody wants to be around you. It's not related. It's not connected to any of those things. That's not how it works. And yet many people don't talk about their loneliness, or they deny that they're lonely because they are ashamed. We feel embarrassed, like, ooh, I'm not the cool kid. Nobody's calling me. Or we tune into social media and we see all these other groups of people, groups of our friends out there having fun, and we're sitting at home. That's not how it works, right? And we know that what we see on social media is a very small snippet of a whole real life. So that's not how loneliness works. You don't need to be ashamed. It's not because you're doing anything wrong. But there are a few things that we can do to help ourselves move through the emotions, because getting stuck in persistent feelings of loneliness is a real problem. It becomes very unhealthy. It contributes to cardiovascular disease, cognitive health declines, like our minds don't work as well. It lowers our immunity. We know that as a species, as an animal, strong social connections are important to our survival, to our health, to our happiness and well-being, and absolutely to our mental health. So it's important that we negotiate those things. And for people like me, introverts like me, that's tricky, right? I like people, but it takes a lot of effort for me to leave my little, you know, my writing cave where I sit here quietly and read and write and go out and visit, especially when I've had a big week where I've been doing a lot of interviews or a lot of podcasts and talking to a lot of people. My bucket's filled and it's fatiguing. But once I'm with those people I love, once I've made the effort and they've come to me also and made the effort, it feels so revitalizing. It reminds me that I'm not alone here on the planet. So we need to do that for ourselves, and we need to be there for our friends too. It's important that we maintain those relationships so that we're also supporting the people we care about. Right before we went to break, we talked about the likability factor. We are wired in this crazy way humans are wired to believe that people don't like us as much as we do. So when going into a new environment or a larger environment where we might be at a party where we only know a couple of people or something, and even before we go in, we've decided we're not the cool kid. And what does that do? What do those beliefs do? Beliefs shape our behavior. So if we feel like we aren't going to be appreciated or liked, like nobody is going to talk to us, we tend to withdraw ourselves. We don't reach out. We don't participate. And we create the very scenario because we don't allow people to get to know us. When in reality, much research shows that we regularly underestimate how likable we are. That when polled after a connection, people like us much, much, much more than we think they do. So we need to stop those beliefs at the door. When we're making plans or when we're thinking about reaching out to a friend, instead of having those inner voices chiming in saying, well, why would they want to go out with me? I don't want to do this, or they like to do different things. Instead, reach out. Assume that you will be well received, because chances are you will. And that's one way to cut through those lonely feelings, right? Is to participate, to put yourself out there a little more. But we want to do it in a planned way, in a way that is as comfortable as it can be also. You know, friendship takes effort. Forming friendships take efforts. Deep connections don't just happen immediately. They develop over time. But even casual interactions can help us feel more engaged in the world. So while those new friendships are developing or those new interactions are happening, we're going to feel good anyhow because we're relating to other people in the world. Remember how we talked about that it is not the number of people you know or interact with, but the quality of those connections? The quality emerges over time, but you can still have a lot of fun getting to know new people while you are participating in something you care about. You know, people who volunteer, studies show, experience fewer lonely feelings. They feel better about their life. And volunteering is a great way to meet people who share your interests or concerns, right? All ages benefit from doing good deeds. And new hobbies or activities that you already enjoy and or things you want to learn, places you want to, that's a good way to meet other people who share those interests in very controlled, small doses. So you get to know each other. You know, take a writing class. I'm in a writing group now, and I met people I never would have come across who have enlivened me and brought so much to my life. And I do feel like I have meaningful connections with them over Zoom. And it's taken years to develop, a couple of years, right? We started during COVID. But that has been worthwhile because each week when I was with them, I cared about them. It was fun. They were fun. They're smart people. So I enjoyed the weekly meetings. And then we developed friendships as we evolved. Take a class, join a gym, attend a book club at the library. If you don't want to set one up yourself, there are plenty of free events at the local libraries, the local senior centers, the recreation centers, friends of friends, look in the event directories of Facebook or wherever you're online and see what's coming up in the area and then show up. Put yourself out there to be around people. But the key is to do the things you like, because when you're doing something that you're interested in, you're likely to meet others who have that shared interest. And that's a good start for a foundation of friendship. It gives you something to talk about from the beginning, right? And drop the expectations from your new friendships, from the old connections, the long-term connections you've been working with. Expecting others to behave a certain way, or expecting them to behave the way you would. I do this with my husband, right? Well, I mean, he does these things. And I'm like, why would you do it like that? Because I'm expecting him to do it like I would. And that's not fair. That causes more pain for them and for us. And it keeps the friendship or the relationships from developing. So instead, recognize the unique gifts that the people in our lives have to share. Appreciate the friendship on the terms that it's offered. And make sure you're reaching out and giving to other friendships too. You know, we also underestimate the importance of a check-in call, a check-in text, one line. I'm thinking about you today. For us, that might be an easy, quick, you know, note. We're not spending too much time on it. But for the people on the receiving end, research shows it changes their entire day. They are so much happier. They feel so much more connected in their life, and that helps them go on through the day. So there are lots of ways to build these connections. There are lots of ways to breach the loneliness. The important thing is that we do it, that we take care of ourselves and others. We are not alone on this planet, and we can't survive alone. And so if you're feeling loneliness, take some baby steps toward a new activity or reach out to a friend. Give to others. Generosity not only helps the receiver, but it makes us feel better too and more connected too, because we really see the impact of our presence on this earth. And remember, if you are feeling lonely, you are absolutely not alone. There's nothing wrong with you. This is not a problem you have. This is not because people don't like you or you don't do good things in the world. It's simply a human emotion, and we are having the human experience. We're all going to feel lonely at different times in our life. It's a common experience. It's nothing to be ashamed of. But in those moments, let's take steps to remind ourselves to get involved, connect with others in a way that helps them. And in the process, it will also help us. And when we do that, we will all live well, do good, and be happy.
Hey there, fabulous souls. I'm Stephanie Baklaan.
And I'm Eden Alpert.
And we're the hosts of the brand new podcast, Unapologetically Fab.
Get ready to join us on an amazing and real journey as we dive into life after 40 and own it.
We're all about changing the narrative, leaning into who you are, and living a life by your own design.
Join us as we embrace life unapologetically and redefine success.
This is Unapologetically Fab,
an Electric Cast production.
See you there.
Electric Cast.
Welcome to Transforming 45, the podcast that celebrates the incredible power of passionate voices. I'm your host, Lisa Boat. Join me in conversation with heart-led humans who share their deeply personal stories of transformation. Transforming 45 is here to uplift, connect, and remind you that it's never too late to write your next chapter. So get ready to be inspired, empowered, and transformed. Join me in this community where, through powerful storytelling, we heal and reclaim our inherent magic.
Electric acid.